Every year we do a lot of stuff at Christmas time for the veterans. We have folks from the American Legion Auxiliary who do a great program of a gift program for veterans to be able to give gifts to their family in case they can't do that. But not all the guys at the home have folks who can get them presents. Some don't have any family. Some family's a long way away, and they don't have a chance to be here and have a Christmas party. So thanks to you guys, we do a gift-giving Christmas party.
Well, we like to do that where we get the listeners out there to get some new items, maybe some gently used items, but preferable some kind of new things when it comes to some of these other items besides clothing. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But it really, really lights up the vets in particular when we do this.
Yeah, everybody likes to open up a present, and it's nice to have a party. I love it when you guys come over. And we put together a list of the things that are commonly needed and some of the things that are just fun to have that the guys really like lottery tickets.
Well, let's get to the list here. What are some of the key things? Let's start with clothing, some of the things that you're looking for and things to keep in mind for folks that would be putting some items together.
Well, for example, slippers. The kind of slippers we like have rubber bottoms and loafer style slip-on, and everybody needs those when you're getting up in the morning, and that's a common item we need. Things like sweatshirts, flannel shirts, pajamas, those type of items, mostly large through double or triple extra large work for us.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got all kinds of other sort of miscellaneous things that range from everything from ink pens to batteries. Tell us a little bit about some of the things on the list there.
Well, things like even a clock radio that has large numbers on it is very handy thing to have. There are things that guys need, you know, simple things like calendars or shoehorns, even something like a joke book. You know, some small items are nice. Mm-hmm. But also they like to get Michigan made stuff. If you see some item out there that is just something that is a cool Michigan made thing, that's a nice treat for the guys.
Well, you know, there are several items that you like to give, but the idea also, or you would like to get, but the idea is that, you know, it's the giving to the veterans, because these veterans, as you mentioned, some of them don't have family, they don't have family close by. There aren't always some gifts and whatnot, and this is a great way of saying thank you.
Absolutely. You know, that it always amazes me the kindness of the community and the appreciation that's out there, but for these guys, they sometimes don't know that. When the veterans were featured in the 4th of July parade in Marquette, they went on the parade on a float, and afterward I talked to several of them, and they were very emotional and shocked at the response and the level of appreciation. They didn't really realize that people felt that way. Mm-hmm. And so this is another opportunity for the community to show how they feel and that they feel that way. And it's a really neat thing for the veterans.
That's exactly correct, Brad. And it's one of the things that really struck me last year. I used this as another way also myself to say thank you to the veterans. And the veterans were thanking us.
Yeah.
And it almost brought tears to my eyes because the veterans that I had a chance to talk to, I said, no, this is me thanking you. And it's so small, such a small thing to do, but it really did make them so happy. And like you say, you keep them comfortable, slippers, flannel shirts. And another point that I want to emphasize too is the big ones. You said last year, make sure you get the two XLs and all that, really help and fit better. It's easier to button than that. And they were just delighted with the stuff that came along.
Yeah, they really enjoyed the party. It was fun to watch them go around and see what they liked. It was always interesting to see. Sometimes I was surprised at what was popular that year with the guys. It's fun.
Christmas is for veterans that we're going to be getting started here. What it is it's an opportunity for you, the listeners, to put some items together that every Christmas or just before Christmas we bring over to the veterans at the Jacob Eddy home. There's several items on the list, but some key things to keep in mind for folks if they are putting some things together. What should they be aware of?
Well, the comfortable things like flannel shirts are great. You know, sizes large to double extra large are great. Anything that is, you know, it doesn't have to be big. Any gift is very appreciated. Anything, you know, I mentioned lottery tickets because they're small and easy.
Yep, easy.
So, even something like a book, a large print book of word find or crossword puzzles, you know, is a good item to to bring over.
I do like what you have here. A couple of things with like clocks and clock radios with large numbers, some oscillating desk fans, maybe just some simple things like chapstick, socks, those kinds of things. I know those aren't really the big things that you're looking for, but just basically think about comfort items and some items to help out passing the time for the veterans, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if anything you see out there that you might think your grandfather would like, I'm sure we've got someone who would love it.
Brad Slagle is with us this morning. He is with the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans. Again, they have their Veterans Day activities at 11 o'clock this morning. If you are so inclined and can make it safely, you can attend. If not, certainly stop in and say thank you to the veterans when you get an opportunity to do so. If people want to find out more about the Jacob Eddy Home, what's a good way to find out?
Well, just give us a call if you're interested in volunteering at the home or want to make a donation to us. You can contact us at 226-3576, and we will direct you to the right person to talk to.